Exclusive Representative Breaking Bill Would Bar Non-English-Speaking Drivers from Federal Rideshare Contracts. By Jasmine Jordan on January 21, 2026. A new bill introduced by Representative Josh Breaking, ROK, would require English proficiency and other safety-related qualifications for rideshare drivers working under federal contracts. The legislation, titled the Understanding Basic English Requirements Act of 2026, Uber Act, would prohibit any executive agency from awarding a contract or agreement with a transportation network company or shared-use mobility company for services in the continental United States, Alaska, or Hawaii unless every driver working under the contract meets the following criteria. Is at least 21 years old. Can read and speak English well enough to communicate with the general public, law enforcement, and other officials, understand traffic signs, respond to official inquiries, and complete reports and records. Can safely operate the vehicle they drive, based on training, experience, or both. Has a valid driver's license issued by only one U.S. state or jurisdiction, and has successfully passed a driver's road test. While drivers who are deaf or hearing impaired and use American Sign Language would be exempt from the English language requirement, the bill includes strong compliance measures. Companies found to be in violation of the English proficiency certification requirement would be barred from receiving federal contracts for 5 years. Breaking exclusively told Breitbart News, "Far too many Americans have been killed by illegal aliens who do not understand English and are still allowed to operate vehicles on our roads. It's common sense that if you work as a professional driver in America, you must be able to understand our language and read our road signs." The bill is co-sponsored by Representative Barry Moore, RL, Representative Randy Fine, RFL, and Representative Chris Smith, RNJ. Senator Tommy Tuberville, RL, introduced companion legislation in the Senate in November 2025, also titled the Uber Act. The Senate version similarly requires English language competence for rideshare drivers operating under federal agreements, aligning with commercial driver's license standards already in place for truckers. Breaking expressed appreciation for the senator's leadership, stating he was grateful to Senator Tuberville for introducing companion legislation in the Senate, noting that it serves as a necessary guardrail to keep our citizens safe on the roads. Tuberville has also linked the legislation to broader immigration concerns, asserting that federal rideshare contracts should not serve as a magnet for illegal labor. He pointed to reports of non-citizen workers allegedly sharing documents to rotate through rideshare jobs, saying, "They pass their visas around to each one of them, and they pass their driver's license around. They can't speak English, and they drive Uber and Lyft." According to the senator, the consequences are felt directly by passengers, many of whom have told him that getting into a rideshare vehicle with a driver they can't communicate with is the scariest part of their day. Like Breaking, Tuberville also described the Uber Act as common sense,